Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now.
See you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hi, everyone. It's Colby from Daytime After Dog. Let me bring on you my sweetie and... But the host of the show too. Here's Will, everyone.
Hola, amigos. Party Will here, and today is November 7th, 2014, and you're listening to the ever-popular Daytime After Dark. Tonight, we are pleased and honored to have Winsor Harmon. That's right. You know him as Thorin from The Bold and the Beautiful. Also tonight, we've got a contest going. You get to pick a number from 1 through 40. And the winner, only one, will win the chance to get the free DVD of Into the Storm. And if that's not enough for you, we also got our wonderful host, Hannah. And we debut tonight the wonderful, talented host, Maggie. Babe, take it away.
Okay, well, we are waiting for Linda to call in. So we are waiting for that. Let's bring Molly on for a moment. Hannah is not here yet. So, hey, Molly.
Hi, how's everybody doing tonight?
Great.
Great. How did you like Cliffhanger Friday? Oh, wow.
I haven't watched it. But I will tonight.
Yeah,
hey, Maggie, it's great
to
have you.
Hi, Will. It's our Willie, and thank you. And so it's a pleasure to be on here. I love myself.
Oh, and I just want to say before the party gets started, I am so sorry to wheel and Hannah on her last show. I'm really sorry, especially I'm sorry to you, babe.
Oh, babe, it's good. You know, as they say, it's all water to the bridge, but I love you, and you're not in the doghouse, so it's all good.
Oh. Winslow is having trouble getting on.
It's the weather, babe. I just got disconnected just right when I was calling you. I had to call twice.
Me too. The weather's horrible.
It bumped me off right when I was waiting for you to do the music.
Oh, he's here. He's here. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Mose, stay on the line with us.
Mm-hmm.
But remember,
we
are talking. Yes?
Hannah?
No, Hannah's not here, but we have Windu.
Okay.
So, just for everyone to know, you guys can ask three questions tonight. And, babe, do you want to make the introduction for him?
Yes, everybody, please welcome the wonderful Windsor Harmon from Lord and Beautiful. He plays Thorne Forrester. Bring him on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey,
Windsor, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on Facebook. You really made my year. No, I am such, you're going to blush. I am such a big Thorne fan, man. I really feel they need to give you some more scenes. Don't get me wrong. Ridge is, I know he's the top, top dog on Bone and Beautiful. But in my eyes, it's always been Thorne because I loved you when you were with Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, man. Yeah. I had fun working with her. Kelly's great. She really is. She was fun to work with. But you never know. We'll see. See what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I liked you with Donna. You know, when you guys were briefly, you know, when it didn't go anywhere and I cried holiday over it because you guys were great, too. I mean, he's right about Brooke. But you and Donna, you know, and I mean, and now you're with Cable. But you need more screen time. You need more screen time, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't think Taylor and I are together anymore. Somebody told me yesterday that they saw an episode where she said that I thought somebody said that she was in a scene the other day saying that we were not together now. So I don't know. I'll have to find out about that.
Oh, no.
Who knows?
No.
No.
Renzer, I've got a question, Renzer. Maybe you can help refresh my memory here, but whatever happened with Macy, did she ever come back? Is she still presumed dead? Because I am such a big fan for you and Macy, as you know, with Bobby Eakes. She's such a phenomenal actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that voice of hers. I love her singing.
I think she was killed again, if I'm not mistaken, when she was
yes,
with Keegan, right?
She presumed that.
Yes, she was.
So she could return. She could return then.
Well, anybody can return in daytime, man. You can come back.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I found her down in Gamoglia, Italy, as I recall, a long time
yes,
ago.
Yes, you did.
I don't know, crew. What do you think? Should we do a petition and let's bring back Macy?
What?
I said we should all get together and do a petition and fight to bring back Macy on the show.
Yeah.
That'll really get you going. Think about the sweeps period. That would be awesome. What do you think, Carly and Maggie and Hannah?
I would love
Hannah
it for
not
the sweeps.
Yet, but I want to say this before all, and I know, Linda, if you don't want all three of us talking, we can do you one, I mean, do the interview one by one, but if you feel comfortable with us, we can do it this way, too. This way, you know.
I'm used to having four or five people talking at me at the same time.
Okay.
Your mother.
Babe, don't get mad at me.
He's too cool.
I know, babe, don't get mad at me what I'm about to say. But everyone's to know about my little crush on you since way back. Babe, don't get upset because Will and I are in a relationship. But I'm sorry, they're not using you enough, and they're not using your cute little body enough. I'm sorry, I'm complaining.
Well, I don't think you're the only one complaining. I'm complaining.
Me too.
I'm complaining. But, I'm complaining too. So, you know.
You know, that's the way it is. You know, that's how the show operates because it's a half-hour show. So, you know, the storyline, they get very heavy on a certain crew, certain, you know, people, certain story, and it can run for a long time. I remember, I remember Jack when he was on the show, Wagner, and he was really upset because he went for a long time without working as well. And it's a simple fact that, look, it's a half-hour show. You can't really keep everybody working all the time.
No, you can't.
And, you know, that's just the way it is. And that's, you know, that's the nature of the business. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where they go now because, you know, they put a lot of energy and effort into this storyline now with Hope and the kids and everything. And now that Hope she's leaving, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they're going to turn that and what they're going to do there. So, you know, I'm sure they're coming up with something, but, you know, we'll see. It's just one of those deals. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes me mad because, we've had Justin on, you know, Aaron, and he's a big friend to also, too. And, you know, I wish we would see you guys in a scene together because I think Justin and Stone would be really funny and, funny. And, you know, I don't think you've ever done a scene together. Maybe you have, but I think you guys would be good. I mean, you could take out, you know, a couple of people. I mean, you guys could take team or something. Because, you know, you've been in the basement, and then you're off to Paris, which I don't understand. Because, you know, your daughter needed you for that long.
Yeah, I know. I've been in Paris for a long time. Who is Justin? I don't know who Justin is. Who are you talking about?
Justin, and you know Aaron. You know Aaron Spears. Hey, Justin. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know what?
That's okay.
I love Aaron to death, but we've never.
I don't think we've ever
been in the same scene together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm fun with him, and I gave him this idea a couple years ago, and I still have to go through PR, but I thought if I could have the men of daytime on the Price is Right taking their t-shirt off, I would have.
So we did pretty good. I surprised myself.
Yeah, I mean, I would have you and Aaron and maybe Joshua Moe and a bunch of guys, and I think that would be really cool. I have Aaron on board, so if I can get you on board, it could totally work for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes. Well, you guys have the questions, Will and Marjorie.
Well, if it's okay with y'all, I think we should let Maggie ask since it's her debut today as host.
Yeah.
I think that should be her reward.
Yes.
Okay. My big question is, okay, you're in Paris, which is wonderful. I really like Joe and Hunter. I thought you were cool together.
Yeah.
But do you know your daughter is really sick? I mean, Batsick?
No.
No?
I haven't seen her in 5 months, so I don't know.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, she is. She needs her daddy.
Yeah, she needs her daddy.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll come in for the holidays.
I hope so. Please do. I mean, I really miss you on the show. I loved it. And I hate it when you were in the basement. It was so stupid. But that,
I love being down there. People leave me alone down there.
Oh, they do?
It's the biggest office in the, it's the biggest office of all.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They redid it because I threw the chair through the window.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. Uh-huh.
Ah,
maybe we'll get
so
to do that again.
Yeah. Or the girls come down and visit you. Donna and everybody.
Yeah, there's been a lot of kissing in that office.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love your scenes. I really do.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's my main question.
Mildred, you're a host now. Mildred, you're a host, sweetie. You can ask whatever you want. No.
Whatever? I don't think you should say that.
Well, I do.
My son's listening in now.
So's mine.
Oh, cool. What was that? Okay, the question I want to know is, they put the new phone in, I know his name, I can see his name, Babe, help me, Will, help me, okay, they put the new wiz in, and after the old wiz left, because you worked with him a little, how is it to do from one wiz to another, pretending he wasn't in a recast or anything? How is it, you know, the difference between, you know, the two phones?
Thorsten
how, I mean,
and Ross? Well, it's,
yes,
yeah, I mean,
Thorsten.
I've known Thorsten for a very long time. I've actually known Thorsten longer than I know Ron.
Okay.
I've known Thorsten back, I knew Thorsten when I was doing all my children. We've known each other for a very long time, and he's a great guy, really great guy. He's a good, strong actor. He's more rugged and handsome than Ron is. I want to say, as far as the way that they play the character. Ron, Ron brought this very, they both have a very unique way of playing Rich, and it's a whole different, it's going to be different with any actor that comes on. Just like when I replaced, when I came on and started playing the role of Thorne, it was completely different than I brought a more of a, a ruggedness to the character than, Jeff was, and Ron was the same way, and it's just different. But, we're actors, and the thing about it is, we know when we started this business and what we were getting into. I mean, we're very tough-skinned people, and you have to be, you get doors slammed in your face constantly, you get ridiculed constantly, there's always somebody that's got to talk shit about you constantly. It's over and over, no matter what. People just love to do stuff like that, and you've got to become calloused and just let it roll off your back and not worry about it and not care and anything like that. It's Ron made the decision to leave, and Ron left, and now they recast, and you have to work with the guy. And thank God he's somebody that came on that's very similar to Ron. And the fact that he doesn't have an ego, he's fun to work with, he's prepared, he's there, he's in the moment, and it's, he's a good guy. He's a good all-around guy, and you want to wish him, I'm glad it's turning out being successful like it is right now. I wish that we could work together a lot more. I really do, because I like Thorsten, and he's, like I said, he's good and strong, and I think me and him and Jacob would just have a kick-ass time working together. And doing some things. I think there's a very strong dynamic there, because we're all very equal. and mm-hmm. three brothers. And I still wish that they would, you know, get around to playing that, unless they completely just sunk it. But, you know, having Thorne, you know, step in, and since he is the firstborn, and play that. They've never played that, you know, since we found out that Rich is Massimo's son after all
exactly.
these years. I mean, it's it'd be fun. So there's a lot of story yet to come. I mean, we still got a long time with this show. It's not going anywhere. The ratings are doing well, and, you know, we're going to go through a little – we'll see what happens with Ken leaving. You know, the thing about it is, though, it's you know, Susan left and Ron left, we're still doing fine. So, you know, the thing about it is we have a very loyal fan base, and no matter who leaves, they're still going to be there. They're still going to watch. The stories are still good, and, you know, it's more than beautiful, man. Shit, it's the most popular show on daytime show on television in the history. So, you know, it's all good. We'll see what happens, though.
I've got to agree with you, because like the way you said about on your writing for the show, you know, them giving you some better material. Everyone here can tell you I'm a fanfic writer, online fanfic writer, and you need to check out my writing and you would love it. I write based off your show. I'm inspired, and I write Autumn Beautiful Tales, and it's really popular right now. Everybody and there's some stuff coming up with your character that you enjoy reading, but I enjoy the history of the show, which is the wonderful iconic characters that you all play, because I
right.
like how you interact with your you know, the actors and the actresses. I mean, I think that's the only thing that I could see maybe just a small little complaint on the show, is that they don't show it enough, and if they could show it, then maybe it would shine a little more. But other than that, yeah, everything else seems to be gelling really good. But it's like Carly said, we want to see more of you on there, because you are part of this show that we remember. I mean, yes, Stephanie's gone, and we understand why, but you're still there. I mean, you're not really, you know, you're alive and kicking, man. We want to see you there. We want you to be utilized. I mean, we want you on there. We want Felicia on there. We want, you know, Bridget.
But
we want our show back. You know, we want those iconic characters to come back.
That's awesome, man. I really appreciate you saying that. Now, I can see that. I see that a lot with, you know, but it just, they'll get around to it. They'll, I'm sure they'll get around to it sooner or later.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But, yeah, I really do appreciate that.
I mean, the moment Susan left and, you know, you have Stephanie and Thorne scenes, you were breaking my heart.
Oh, God,
you
yeah.
were totally breaking my heart. I'm like, I was, like, feeling for you. I was crying.
Oh.
I'm like, how
I
can
cried.
I do this?
I cried.
Yeah. Everyone cried. And it made me mad, because that moment when you and Stephanie should have been on the Emmy reel or something, because
yeah.
it was good, it was powerful, it was the way it should have been done.
Well, that was
not
at all, right?
Yeah.
I did not. I didn't enter for the Emmys that year or use it or anything. That's my fault. I didn't do it.
You were wrong. Sorry.
I just kind of gave up on it, to be honest with you, because it just gets so frustrating when, you know, it seems to me that it became a political thing with the Emmys and stuff, and the
it did.
You know, the same people with the most popular all the time, you know, because I never have liked the voting process in the first place. I just, you know, they used to just lock you in a room with 7-8 tapes, and there'd be 10 people in there, actors all voting on each other. And I mean, there's a bunch of newcomer kids that don't even watch, and no one watches the shows. And they all just vote for the people they want to vote for. I don't think there's, I mean, if it to take how many years for Susan Flannery to win an Emmy? Just give me a break. The woman can win. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Catherine Kelly, ridiculous. You know, younger kids have just swept the Emmy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin Torkelson won, I don't know how many. Adrian, I believe, won. Jennifer Finnegan. You know, our younger category and stuff like that, they won. But, I mean, you know, we've had, you know, Jenna McCook You know, buried the damn fine actor, and it's you know, I got to, I'm not entering this year either. I'm a little cynical with it right now. I don't really care.
No, it's okay.
So, too bad. Don't feel too bad because I'm in that line with you, and mm-hmm. Carly knows this, and maybe Maggie just finding out.
Yeah,
but I did not even watch it last year. I mean, I support you all. Don't get me wrong. I love daytime, and I love writing about daytime. But I will not be watching, and if I was in Hollywood, I still would not attend because I'm like you. I feel that a lot of it is just like it's not being respected the way it should be in the craft. And I'm like, you know, I'm like you too. I've been a former fellow actor. And I do, you know, I did modeling as well. And I know how all of those fields, I know how they treat you guys in the Hollywood aspect. And that's wrong. You know, they something needs to be changed. That's why I had so much respect when Sinead O'Connor made her mark. And she did not attend the 1 year. And, man, remember that the way that made shockwaves? That's what you're doing. You're doing that, too. Mm-hmm. You're making a point, and I respect you for that because – I mean, it just shows, like, and that's why I respect you so much, because you're like, yes, I play Thorne, and I'm this and this, but you know what? There's more to me than just a daytime star. I'm also an actor first, and I think that's what happens is a lot of people forget. You guys are actors first. You're not just daytime stars. There's a difference.
Well, that's cool.
You're real actors, and you work at your craft, and it's disrespected.
I've got one little question. It's just curiosity on my part, and fans can listen in on this. But one of my first questions will be to ask you is, what is one of your most guilty pleasures of desserts that you enjoy when you're not working?
You know what? I got to be honest. I'm one of those rare people that I do not have a sweet tooth.
Really? Wow.
My favorite dessert right now is fresh blueberries with sliced raw almonds.
Which
I usually
that
eat about
really
five,
good.
Six times a week. Yeah, and there is I found this thing called, I think it's called So Nice, So Delicious, So Something, but it's made from coconut milk and mint chocolate chip organic from the cacao, not processed sugar chips and stuff like that from Whole Foods. It's really good. So, no, I'm not a cakey. I don't even eat cake on my birthday. I've been very fortunate that I don't have a sweet tooth.
Oh, that's
my
cool. I've got friends that are like that. Yeah, they're like, yeah. I don't have a sweet tooth. That's cool. I can respect that. That's cool. Ladies, do you want to ask him anything before I ask another question, or how you want to do this?
Yeah, I do. You know, I loved you on AMC. You know, I thought Dale was a really good character, and I did love you with Dixie and you were brother
very
and
good
sister.
Together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, have you been able to see her across the hall, now she's over at YNL?
No, I haven't seen Katie. I haven't seen her since she's been on YNR.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. But Katie and I, we've been close for many, many years. And, I mean, she was amazing when I first started on All My Children because, I mean, it was my first job. I mean, it's my first job on television other than doing a couple of commercials and things like that. I mean, I got thrown into a whirlwind on that show. And, you know, Judy Wilson. Who is that? Is it Judy Wilson? I just forgot to
name.
And she's a casting director at Young and the Restless now.
Yeah.
But she was casting, and she told me, she said, look, you're about to be thrown into what we call a train moving about 90 miles an hour. And that's it's a 1 hour episode. And for almost a year, if I wasn't in the scene, they were talking about the character of Dell. And I tell you, man, I learned fast, and I spent most of my time studying. That's all I did. I mean, I would go back to my apartment after work at night, and I would study sometimes 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd get up at 5 and study again, and that's what I did 6 days a week. And, you know, we had the weekends off, but I spent Saturday and Sunday studying I just to retain the information because I was having 3-page monologues, one right after the other, doing 12 to 15 scenes a day. That is the Bold and the Beautiful, and it was a half hour show. It was a half hour show, but we were only doing, you know, we only had to do 3-4 scenes a day. Our schedule's changed now, but Katie was there and just ran the lines with me, and I remember her grabbing this tennis ball, and she said, "Look, let's just throw this back and forth and just say the lines. It's going to help you do this and do that." And she was great, man. We'd get up on stage, and I remember one time I had this long week, and I probably had, I don't know, even the director, I remember Henry Kaplan, the director, but it got to the last scene of the day, and it was where I was actually explaining to her who I was and why I came to Pine Valley, and I just could not remember this last. I was done. I had put in probably 250 pages, and it was done. And I could not remember it, and the director came out and said, "Windsor, I don't care what you say, just say it." And then, and I remember Katie just looked at him, and she goes, "Just say whatever you feel that's in your head. Just say it, because it's going to be right, honey." And we did the scene, and for some reason, it just came out, and it worked that time. And it just, I started, and I remember that, because it kind of changed me as not, as an actor, not being so, you know, when you let it go, in your head, because that's the biggest problem with adult actors. You know, that's why kids are so good, because they don't get inside their heads. They don't, you know, they're so good at, they can, their imaginations are so great, and they can be anybody and play anything. But we have to dissect everything as adults, as we do, and you get in your head, and it causes blocks, and you know, it doesn't allow you to create it as well. And I that was a turning point for me working with Katie, and you know, really helped me grow as an actor, because I can't even watch some of the scenes that I did on that show. I should have been fired.
Wow. You were excellent.
Yeah, anyway,
you should watch
it. It's been fun.
Oh, check it out. It's all on YouTube.
Yeah, before I have, oh, the host Hannah is here, but before I forget, I love you and Kelly and, you know, the Whippets, I mean, Kelly and Mark. And I loved, you know, when you were, you know, having scenes with them on AMC. And do you also keep in touch with them? I mean, now that Kelly's a big TV, you know, star in the morning, do you guys keep in touch? So,
it's funny. I'll hear from Mark every now and then, because Mark and I were really good friends. He used to live with me up in New York. But, yeah, we've known each other for a long time. You know, in this business now, man, we're so busy, and there's so many things going on, it's hard to stay in touch with everybody. I mean, I've made so many friends and worked with so many people. Because, I've been employed working for 20 years now.
God bless.
In this business. And, of all the people I've come across, I mean, just doing the film Cathedral Canyon out in Arizona, you know, that's been a 3-year process. It took us a year just to shoot the thing and get it up and going. And the amount of people that have come across in that 3 years is just astronomical, and you know, it's just impossible to keep up with anybody. So, but every now and then I'll be in, you know, over in Beverly Hills or somewhere and run into somebody, whether it be Eva LaRue or I've run into Sarah Michelle, and you know, God bless. I'm sure she got hit pretty hard by the Robin Williams thing, because they had a good hit show there with CBS going
on.
It was.
You know,
it's
pretty tough. So,
I would like to bring on our other host, Hannah. You are here?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Hannah.
You
got the floor. What do you like to ask Mr. Windsor Harmon for the Thorn Bold and Beautiful?
Okay. If you could do anything outside of soaps, what would it be?
Well, I'll probably race cars.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I miss doing that. I used to do it a lot and shifter kart race and things like that. I kind of miss it a little bit. I'd like to go back and do that. So. Or do you mean acting?
Wow, that's
acting?
Cool.
Winter,
I wanted to ask, who is the biggest prankster on the set of y'all's show of The Bold and the Beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who is now, but I know that back a couple of years ago, I pretty much was. I mean, well, I used to pull some stunts on Ron quite a bit, Flannery too, and some things like that. But I don't know who's up to
doing. Could you tell me
terms
real quick, just like what was the last one you remember doing? What kind of prank?
Well, I remember Ron and I were doing some scenes, and we were in Brooke's office going through some stuff, and Ron got hung up on this one line that he could not remember. And he kept going up on the line when we were going through rehearsal. So when they were blocking us, they had me move to the drafting table, and then I moved over to the couch, and then he moved to the drafting table. Well, in rehearsal, when we were doing the rehearsal, he wrote the line down on a tablet on the drafting table there. So when he got there, he could see the line and say the line. Well, I saw him do that, so when we went to tape, when I crossed to the drafting table, I picked up the notebook and walked off with it. So when he got to the drafting table, the line was gone and the notebook was gone. And his face just went blank, and he just stopped, and he said, "I'm going to get even with you." And we had to stop him and start over again. But it was pretty funny. But I got a feeling... with the girls right now, with Lindsay,
yeah.
I think Lindsay's a pretty big prankster, because I'm not going to say a couple of things that I've seen in her dressing room, but she's had a little fun with one of the characters' picture in her dressing room, but I'm not going to say who or where it is. But
you're not going to rat.
It's pretty cute and funny. She's got these kids are really great. They got a good sense of humor and they're fun, and you know, I enjoy working on them.
I know you have to go soon, and we have one fan call, and we really hope you come back, because you know we really like interviewing you. You're like one of our favorite guys on here.
That'll be fun. Me and Carly also do other shows like the Willie and Carly show, and then Hannah's going to have her own Black Talk radio show soon, and then I'll have one too. So we would definitely love to have you come back on our shows as well.
Okay.
Oh, and we have a caller for you, 972. You're on the air. 972, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
You're good. How you doing?
Good. Sunny?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Who is this?
I'm from Rockwall.
Yeah. Do I know you?
Yes, you do. You sat beside me in high school.
Uh-oh.
You said what?
You sat beside me in high school.
I sat beside you in high school. Well, that was...
That was a few years ago, right?
Couple. Two or three.
Yeah, but when you said Sonny, I knew immediately you were from Rockwall.
ladies, you ask about being a prankster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got a good one. You got a good one on the line there with you.
Really?
Yeah. He was a pretty good prankster in school. But he was, you know what? Let me tell you something. He was the most decent person you ever been around.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
He really was.
Kaplan.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man.
Sonny, you and Victor are good as gold.
But I appreciate that. Victor's back in Dallas now.
Is he really?
Yeah, matter of fact, I think he was going to go out to the game tonight because, from what I understand, Rockwell's got a pretty damn good football team this year.
Yes, they do.
Here they got a good little running back, too.
You know what? There's another thing, ladies. He was Sonny was a pretty good running back. He wore that number 30 pretty well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. I do owe you one thing, Sonny.
What's that, buddy?
A big old double meat boots burger.
Yeah. Let me tell you something right there, people. I've had burgers all over this world, but there is nothing like a boots burger. A double, and holy mackerel, what I'd get for one of those. They think it's In-N-Out burger out here is to die for and everything. I'm going to tell you what. There's not a better hamburger, cheeseburger anywhere than a boots burger or a Whataburger. I think Waterburger comes in second behind that Bootsburger.
Yep, that's one good thing growing up in Texas, wasn't it?
Yeah. You got to go to Texas to get those burgers. So.
That's cool, Windsor, because I live here in South Texas, and we have a Whataburger here in my town.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Sonny, it was great. It's so good to talk to you, buddy.
You too, man. You too. Tell everybody I said hello there, bud.
And Mr. Lowe says hi.
Tell him hello.
All right, y'all take care of yourselves.
Take care,
man. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank
you. We love
you
guys.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to ask a quick question before you leave?
Yeah, one more, and I got to get running, guy. Go ahead.
Okay, Hannah.
Okay. Did you play football at Texas A&M?
Yeah, I did. I did. I wound up playing for Jackie Sherrill, who recruited me. I was actually going to Nebraska. And then the coach, Jackie Sherrill, picked up the coach out of Nebraska who was recruiting me. And Jackie Sherrill coached Tony Dorsett, who was with the Cowboys. And I wore number 33 after Dorsett. So that's why I went there. So there you go.
Well, that's cool.
That's very cool. I thought you played football with Texas A&M.
Yep.
But now I know for sure that was you.
Yeah.
That was me.
Okay, we better let him go. But yeah, please come back because we all love you.
Yeah,
love you guys too. Thanks very much. And it's good talking to you guys. We'll do it again.
Can you do me just a big favor when you see Susan Flannery? Can you please give her a big hug from all of us at Daytime After Dark? I appreciate it.
We'll do it. You got it. All right, guys. Take care.
It's good to be here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I thought I'd play football with Texas A&M. But
yeah,
Okay,
before we get going on our little show tonight, I have a public apology I have to make a Hannah and Will. I'm sorry about last week. I got a little carried over the way, and I don't want to be in the doghouse anymore. So there.
All forgiven.
Yeah. That's right, babe. It's water under the bridge. But that was nice of you to say that. But
yes, thank you.
Hannah and I, we forgive you.
Yes, we
thank
do.
Thank you. And 972, if you want to stay for talk, we talk about soaps and everything. So if you want to stay by us now, you're still on the air.
Yes, I'm still listening to you.
Okay,
if you're interested, we got a contest going on tonight for all you wonderful listeners. Pick a number between 1 through 40, and if you pick the lucky number, you could win Into the Storm on DVD for the holidays. What's
That's
your
cool.
lucky number that you vote?
What would be my lucky number?
Yeah, if you could pick a number from 1 through 40.
25.
Okay, that was a little easy. Okay, Maggie, what was the magic number?
We have another call.
We have another call.
Yeah.
Five
of three. 503, you're on.
Hi.
Yeah.
Who's the football
set
on?
He's on Bold and the Beautiful. So he came
and
on our show.
And he's a football guy?
He was in college.
Nice. Too bad he's not a duck.
I know. So, Miss 503, why are you calling in tonight? What did you have to grumble about? Or did you want to just say how wonderful the host is?
I was just listening.
Well, of course,
I haven't called in for a few weeks, so I called in to listen, see what was going on.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. The more voices, the better.
Yeah.
And this is my first time calling in.
Well, welcome.
I've never gotten through, so And I enjoy the show. Really do.
Country.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for calling, caller.
Yes, thank you.
It's great that you called. Yeah, it's great you called because we always appreciate new callers, you know, and we do contests and we do trivia and all kinds of wonderful stuff. So, you know, thank you so much for the compliment. We enjoy entertaining you guys.
Right. When I noticed that you had, well, you know him as Windsor. I know him as Sonny. When I noticed you had Sonny on, I had to get through to talk to him. I don't get to see him very much. You know, when he comes down to visit with his mom, that's the only time I ever get to see him. So it was really nice talking to him, and I appreciate you guys letting me do it.
Oh, anytime.
And Sonny Hill from General or whatever.
It was Windsor Homo from
Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't watch that one.
His nickname used to be
okay.
Flying School. That's
yeah, okay.
From.
So, Carla, thank you for calling in, and I hope you call again, and whenever we have Thurston on, I mean, when we have phone on, you know, whatever, I hope you call in.
I guaranteed you.
Good, very good.
I guaranteed you. I will call back.
You're number 25, right?
Wait, before that caller hangs up. We're happy to announce that he got it right off the bat. He picked number 25. The lucky 26. So, Carter, we didn't get your name, sorry, but congratulations. You just won Into the Storm on DVD from Daytime After Dark. Congratulations.
You're kidding me.
No. Maggie, tell him what the magic lucky number was.
26.
See?
Really?
You got it. Yes, sir. Congratulations. That was a good guess.
Thank you. Thank
you. Afterwards, or you can email her if you're able to reach her, and she'll get your contact details, and we'll ship out your DVD very soon. And again, sir, you have a happy holiday season.
You too. Thank you guys so much. I love the show.
Yeah.
Great.
Great having you.
All right. Y'all take care.
Every week. Friday.
You can count on me next Friday. How's that?
Sounds
okay,
great.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Sounds
y'all take
Bye-bye.
Care of yourself.
You too.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
I was shocked. But what I figured, ladies, is if he picked a lucky number,
mm-hmm.
it's better to just let him get that and win it because then we'd have to wait for a while for the other callers to call and
mm-hmm.
that would have just wasted airtime.
It's wonderful. He's a very nice man, and I'm so happy he won. That's wonderful.
Exactly. So
I've got some juicy spinach.
You do?
Ooh. What about you?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Because they're intense.
Okay.
I'm sitting down.
Little Brady told me that a Weinar, the person that you think killed Stitch's dad
mm-hmm.
is not the person that's not the person that we think it is. It's going to be somebody else. It's going to be a twist in the story.
Now, Maureen? I picked it was Maureen, his mother.
I can't say anymore because
yes.
that one's going to make you think. Remember the suspects involved. And if Stitch is in it, that leaves who? Okay,
Kelly
here's the other spoiler. Here's the other spoiler. On Bold and the Beautiful,
mm-hmm.
the actress that plays Hope is leaving, as we know,
mm-hmm.
and her exit is supposed to be very intense. What we're going to hear is that Quinn manages to find Hope in a very dire situation where it's life-threatening, and you get some hankies ready because she will try to, kill herself. And in the process, she's going to lose the baby.
Oh, the baby, no.
And because of that and the heartbreak that people feel against her, because, yes, Wyatt will lay into her for that, she gets tired of it, and she decides to leave L.A., and that will be her exit story.
No. Oh,
so
God.
That's what I'm hearing.
The baby.
Hopefully it changes for y'all. but I thought you'd like to hear about that because that's the main topic going on. And, of course, the other rumor that everyone's talking about that nobody has mentioned yet is that a certain YR actor could be crossing over to GH to have scenes with the wonderful Michelle Stafford. Now, a lot of you read it on a certain blog that we won't mention that person's name, but believe you me, I've talked to my sources and they're telling me it could be as solid as a rock. So keep that in mind.
Wow.
Because yes, I heard that they're going to kill Michael. I heard they're killing Michael off YNR, so that would mean that he'd be free to join another show.
He'll come on GH. No?
There you go. Yeah. And
my
whole
thing, guy, you got a job.
I got to look at this promos tonight. On GH, baby, prepare yourself. Sunny will get shot. And I heard that Morgan is supposed to take the rap for his brother. And I'm thinking the reason that could be was because we all know that Mikey can't get in trouble with the law because then that means he goes back to jail. So somebody's got
to
cover his
brother.
Yes, it's true about Maurice Bernard supposed to be leaving for a temporary hiatus for 6 to 8 months. Any other assumptions, I just leave it out in the air. I won't even touch it.
Hannah, I mean, Maudley, when I go like that, what do I mean?
I'm counting.
No?
I'm not in.
Maudley?
I'm counting.
Hannah, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you tell us real quick? Hopefully we're not losing our own time, but what did you enjoy this week on General Hospital?
Oh, I think when when Nina delivered Ava's baby.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I was cracking when Nina was talking about the baby, and Ava was, like, looking at her all freaky, like, who the hell, what are you talking about? And then she's like, talking about a horse. That's a baby.
Yeah. To deliver the horse.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. Well, she said that she stuck her hand up there and pulled it out. Something like that. So on Twitter, Mara West was on, and she was answering questions that day. And so she asked the question, oh, check her cervix. And so I had to answer. I said, would you really want Nina to check your cervix? And she did right back. She put, hell no.
Where's the afterbirth?
I don't know who's writing it between Ron or Frank, but I got to admit, and this is just me, you know, admitting this, guys, but I literally went on the Twitter, and I thanked both of them for the writing this week because it is phenomenal. I've been a little bit behind, but I watched a few episodes. I think I stopped right where the baby was born, and then it was supposed to be Madeline and Nina leaving with the baby. And then that following episode, she teases, she's like, well, you got 30 seconds to make your plea.
That was good.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Good.
Okay. Now,
am I the
on
only
Davis,
one
who's in
here
the
baby cry?
Yeah, on Davis, we also heard a spoiler that there's another pregnancy storyline going on. And I'm sure if you put two and two together, you figure out who those lucky two people will be.
On GH?
No, on Days.
On Days?
I know.
Kristen, all right.
Yeah, it's major. I can't wait. You know how I feel about Jennifer. I can't wait till she has a meltdown learning about JJ and Eve. I say bring it on.
What did you think, Carl?
Daniel and Nicole, they have to be the cutest couple next to her and Brady.
Do you
not agree? I just think that, you know, they're more than just, like, sex-type buddies. They could be, like, really good platonic relationship, friendship, everything, if they wrote it right. Daniel and Nicole have so much potential. They just need to be rooting a lot of our favorite couples. Well, what do you all feel about that?
Well, They kind of, they kind of remind me of another really cute couple. So, you know, I'm all for Daniel and Nicole.
Me too.
I do. I love them.
I love Nicole.
I spent my Sunday up just listening to Nicole when she's like, you touched your lips on Kristen?
Yeah.
Who does that?
You touched her? We didn't go all the way.
Bring it on.
And
I'm sorry, but ladies, if you're going to move to Salem, you need Dr. Dan to have a sign that says, warning, I'm horny 24/7.
Thank you.
Every woman he passes, he pretty much bounces into his bed. Think about it. I think there's like maybe just a few that didn't get it, but overall, he's pretty much bedded a lot of women in Salem. I'm surprised he didn't get it with Tammy.
Does he go outside of Salem or just Salem? He doesn't come to Illinois?
Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
I have a question. What the hell is Teresa and Kristen doing in that thing? I'm sorry, you can't transfer a baby into another woman. That's like impossible. So that's kind of really stupid writing to me.
They're only doing that. I know it's that. I thought that was
like
really
it's
dumb.
It's literally impossible.
I'm thinking what they're gonna do. They're gonna do it in that kind of capacity. I'm thinking this is just me, you know, spitballing here. But I'm thinking they're trying to do something so elaborate because it's Kristen. That way when she returns, she could say that she had the baby and supposedly it's Brady's. But everybody, the audience will know that it's Teresa's baby.
Yeah,
weird and dumb, but
really,
I think that's where they're going with it.
And possibly Blake. We're modest, we know this.
We talked about this last time, remember, women?
You can't take a baby out of some chick and put it into somebody else. Like, that's so impossible.
It's insane. It's insane.
It's insane.
The only thing I can think of is he's going to capture her and, like, make her have a baby and then kill her. Or get rid of her somehow and then say, yeah, it's a baby. There's no other way. You can't take a baby out of somebody and put it into yourself. It's just
I'll be honest, I almost flipped the channel and didn't care to watch because I'm just tired of Teresa anyway. But
I love
fed up with it because it's Kristen, and she's so entertaining when she's so crazy. I've got to admit, she's so entertaining, so I love watching that.
I do love her. Like, I love her right now. She used to drive me crazy,
yes.
But right now, I love
and
her.
And it sucks, right? Yeah. Don't you think it sucks that right when it's heating up, she has to leave? I'm like, keep her on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Then what? What are they going to focus on now? They're running, I'm sorry, but remember, babe, Carly, we talked about this. Once they're all Sammy and EJ, the show is floundering in its own little way. They're pushing a lot of stories that are kind of forced, and to me, they're kind of dumb and boring. Like the whole Chad, and then Jordan. I'm sorry, but that's just boring to me. Clyde bores me.
No, but I do like the new Chad.
I
do like the new Chad though versus the old.
I do
too. I really like
him. Yeah, that's cool.
I guess
I like him.
But I'm saying about the storyline they're putting in the Chad in. With Ben and the Jordan. It's just like,
I'm
just so forced.
Sick of everything. I'm so sick of everything. Like the Sunny Will bullshit, the freaking, like really the only one I like right now is Kristen. Like the even the JJ Page, I mean, that was disgusting. That's freaking disgusting.
I can't stand, and the ladies don't have to fit this.
You might as well pump your mom. You might as well pump
your mom. I can't stand Page. I just can't. I'm overjoyed that John Black is leaving. I'm sorry if the listeners hate me, but I don't like John Black. I never really have. So if you're leaving, this is more better. I'll be leaving. Him and Marlene are supposed to leave on some type of little hiatus or
what?
Something.
Yeah.
Everyone is leaving.
Not everybody. This is the crazy part, and this is just insane. They brought Melanie back. I don't know why, because all she's going to do is whine about this and that. And I already told Carly, when that happens, I'll be fast-forwarding a lot of scenes.
Oh, they're bringing Melanie back?
Yeah, she's supposed to be back around April.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I didn't hear that. But yeah, I'm trying to
remember we were
it.
Talking about this. That days does so many advanced storylines in the you know months in advance that it's kind of like loses the interest for the fans because what if we don't like a storyline? It's like they don't even care. They just moved on to the next 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm really not into it anymore. I'm being honest.
Those times, I don't even care to watch Days. There's like, oh, it's on right now. I'm going to just change it because it's just like dumb.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I'm to the point where I just don't even want to watch it anymore. I'm taking it off my DVR because
right.
I'm so over it ever since Sammy
This is just me. What is Paige's problem, seriously? Okay, yes. Your boyfriend, his dad was, like, twisted or whatever in that capacity, maybe with Kayla. Okay, we get that. But why are you going to take it out on your boyfriend when it's not his fault? I can see he was, like, mean to you or whatever, but JJ is as sweet as apple pie to her, kissing her little butt. And she
you're going
to
tell your mom,
if I was JJ, mm-hmm. I'd pick someone hotter and someone better than that little tart.
Okay.
Yep.
You can't comp somebody's mom and then you're not sweet as pie. I'm sorry. Like,
No, I'm not talking about the sex. I'm talking about beforehand. Remember when he was trying to, like, just trying to talk to her and she was already judging him because supposedly...
But his father did.
Okay, that's just stupid because that has nothing to do with JJ. Yes, his dad did that, but that does not mean that JJ's going to be like that.
No way.
Mm-hmm. No, she's just plain Jane like Jennifer. She's been Jennifer's daughter.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the sex between him and Eve. That's the whole different issue. This is beforehand.
No, that's disgusting.
I mean, and Carla was agreeing with me on this. We could see chemistry between Paige and Rory, but I'm sorry, but they need to recast Paige because I'm tired of the bad acting and they need to go.
I agree.
I do too.
No, I think she's cute, but I think she like sucks at acting. So, but so does JJ. Like he's kind of dumb too.
Well, there you go. We agree. I can't stand Paige, and Carly knows about this. It's bad acting. I'm gonna let you know it.
Yeah, I don't like either one of them, honestly. But and Daniel, I'm so sick of the fucking Jennifer Daniel bullshit.
I'm just catching up here because I don't really care for Jennifer, but I'm just trying to catch up for me as a watcher. What was it that Jennifer threw a fit about this time that made them supposedly end up for good? What did she do this time?
When doesn't she throw a fit? Like, she's so annoying. I just can't deal with her anymore. It's like, really? There's way bigger life issues, and you're throwing a fit over something so stupid. If you love somebody, then you love somebody. Mm-hmm. Get over your bullshit.
Sure,
high court fucking Jennifer.
Carly, what did Jennifer throw a fit for that made her leave town again?
To see your mom.
To dance her or something?
But remember Dr. Dan said that she got mad at him? What did Dr. Dan do to her this time?
Nothing.
I don't remember because I kind of fast forwarded. People don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, people.
I hate Jennifer. I hate her. I wish they'd keep her
I think she's cute as hell in real life. I love her to death. But, like, on the soap, I don't like her.
The way she's written.
Yeah, she...
Oh, no, I respect the actress that plays Jennifer, and I adore her. But I can't stand how they write her. And Carly knows about this. Because in real life, her husband that played... He played on John Lasseter, and he also played on Weinar. He's got a really good talented singing voice. And if you heard her sing with him, they're such a sweet couple. They're adorable. But I just wish they would quit writing Jennifer as so vanilla, because it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm so fucking sick of her. And I'm sick of, like, how freaking vanilla of a mom she is. Like, why don't you yell at your kids like normal moms do? How about that for once?
You ladies are going to crack up. Don't you think it's funny on daytime how everybody leaves their doors unlocked?
Yes.
Yep.
Like the old
days.
Anybody can just walk in.
And it's like,
Oh, I came over to borrow the computer because their mom was away out of town. Oh, but I use a key because I know where it's at. Like, damn,
yeah.
Don't even ask permission. You just go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Jennifer's a freaking vanilla person, and she's a vanilla mom. No mom acts like that. Like, I would be like, you little motherfucker.
But I'm gonna tell you, as much as I hate Jennifer, I actually enjoyed the scenes with JJ giving them the billions and all get high. That was so funny.
Oh, when they eat the cookies or brownies or whatever?
That was a cute moment because he was freaking out. Oh, woman, how many brownies did they eat?
Yeah. No, that was the best. But even that, who has a freaking book club? I mean, come on. She's so vanilla.
50 Shades of Grey would have been more interesting if they were reading that.
I miss our days. I miss the original days that we used to have. The hot hunks that were on there, the storylines that were sizzling. Where is that days? We need those back. I'm tired, and Ricardo can tell you this. I'm tired of seeing the November sweeps that's going nowhere, but it's just drag, drag, drag. Look at Julia Page, number one. Look at Y&R. They're heating it up with the Phyllis and Sharon and Nick taking away Faith away from Sharon. Mm-hmm. Where is the drama for days? Or do they even care anymore?
No, Age is gone to shit because their best actress left. And so did EJ. It's just like it's all gone.
Oh, but I wanna have a I do complain, people.
Okay.
The family goodbye. I enjoyed it, but one thing I thought fell flat, and I hope my babe agrees with me, that I wanted Sammy and Brady to at least have a moment to say goodbye, because I've always liked. You know, their brother and sister, even though they are stepbrother and sisters, I've always liked their relationship through the years, and I was disappointed they didn't do that.
I feel we were cheated. Sammy's got so much connections in town. You're telling me you couldn't even, like, bring the actors on for one day or have them call Sammy for one day and wish her good luck on her new venture of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. I'm sorry. They should have brought Kelly back. They should have brought Bill back. They should have brought all these people that are related to Sammy just for one goodbye. Because to me, that was a slap to the face to the fans.
Yeah, Terry, even, like, anything. Like, that, I agree. That goodbye was really shitty.
I talked to Christy Clark that plays Terry. I told her one time, I said, man, that's so messed up that they don't put you back or they don't call you. You know, and she's like, well, they never asked me. I'm like, oh, no, that's wrong. They couldn't even try to bring back, our favorite characters. And please stop recasting our iconic characters because it's not working.
Nobody was there. Like, freaking seriously, Abe? Like, I mean, that's fine, but, like, you had nobody. You had your stupid Roman and Marlena and Lucas, I did like their goodbye. Their goodbye was cute, but, like, nobody else's goodbye with her was good. I loved the day, though, that her and Nicole hung out. I thought that was really cute.
That was
like,
And Carly made a good comment. She said that the way she saw it was that it was a nod to the Looney fans that got to enjoy seeing the last scene with Lucas and Sammy together before she left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked that part.
I've always been a Looney fan. I've always been a Sammy fan. I love Looney. Don't get me wrong. EJ and Sammy were great together. But I've always been a major Looney fan because I've enjoyed their chemistry and they're very sweet together. They're very cute together. But the writers keep ruining all those wonderful special moments between them with this other crap that they put around them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I've also made it clear, and I don't care again if listeners get mad, but I'm ready for us to get back the real world because I'm tired of this fake world that's going nowhere.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And remember I mentioned this, babe, I'm tired of the bad acting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The whole cast is on the crap.
This is just me because I'm a journalist. And I talked to a lot of people. They were so surprised and excited when they heard, oh, Will's going with Sammy out of town? Like, yeah. And then, like, well, does that mean we're getting back to Will? I'm like, I don't know.
Thank God.
Hopefully
they bring their
Will back. And we're going to try really hard to bring him back. Even if he's in college, if they really want to, they can work with him.
Just sucks. Like, yeah, good. Leave town because I can't see. Like, bring the old Will back because you're so annoying to watch.
Okay. This is just me, okay? This I don't care if actors get mad on this. I'm going to tell you right now. When he did that stupid scene where Sonny was talking to him about doing the article, I swear to God, it acted like he just sat there and did nothing on a scene, and you're telling me that you're going to put your fans through watching something that's crap like that? That's stupid.
Grady.
It was
Grady.
Awful. I
it was,
a waste of
airtime.
I can't stand him since the day he came back on, or the new
Will.
You're freaking
I'm
back.
A real Chandler.
And you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh, but I see better chemistry between Sonny and Tad than I do with Sonny and Will. And I'm a fanfic writer. I can see everything that's really, you know, creative. And I might mix that in my story, but I think Dave's really disappointed us bringing this Will because he tried so hard and then you'd see that it didn't fit. And what did they do? They made us go through agony through the Will and Sonny storyline that was going nowhere.
I don't even like the new Ben. I like the even though the old Ben was kind of cheesy, I still liked him 10 times better than the new Ben.
Yeah, I can't stand Jordan. I'm so glad that she's leaving. And I'm protesting that she's trying to be recast as Steffi on
Bird of the Beautiful.
Everyone
that has to be the stupidest move they could ever make.
What? So are they going to replace the Jordan, or is she leaving town?
No, well, from what I've heard, they're not going to recast her. She's just going to leave.
So I wonder if she's actually going to shoot.
Me and Carly talk about this all the time. I'm sorry, Days, but you guys do not know how to write a proper exit. You just have to kill people off or make them be presumed dead, and it's just stupid.
Holy cow. They got rid of everyone. Like, wow. You're getting rid of Marlon
and
John,
Me and Carly heard a rumor. They might be trying to bring back Bo. And you know, I'm like, I don't even care about Bo. After he left the show, I have no respect for the actor. I don't care if he returns. Bo Brady.
Who?
Bo Brady.
Bo Brady.
Don't bring back Bo.
Oh, please.
This is how I feel. When you trash your favorite,
we have another call.
Go ahead. Take it.
Hi, you on mail?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So I see we're talking about Days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
we're talking about Days right now.
Yeah,
Did you hear about the exits going on?
So Jordan's leaving. Marlene and John are leaving. Jordan's leaving. Sammy and EJ already left. Like, what the hell show is it going to be?
Will left, but he's going to return. I think it's the same stupid actor that left.
I still want to know what Kristen freaking injected EJ with, is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Me three.
Okay. We're going to tell you something, but we're not going to mention the name so nobody gets mad and gets, you know, all iffy. But a little birdie told me and Carly, there's a possibility they could recast EJ, and if you think really hard and pay attention on Facebook, you'll get an idea who that person could be.
Yes,
it's a major hunk. You will be very good.
I'm
very supportive of the road to recast EJ. I'm going to tell you, I love the old EJ, don't get me wrong, but the one who wants to think of recasting, I'm all for it.
I don't even know. If I think really hard, I like EJ. I don't want a new EJ.
I didn't either.
I know, but remember he quit, though. That's the only thing.
I love his eyes. They remind me of my brother's eyes.
I love his eyes,
yes.
His acting.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I could get started on EJ.
I'll take the whole body.
Yeah. because I don't know. I don't want a new EJ. Like, I love EJ.
I know. I got to admit, I love EJ, too. But that's the only part with daytime is if they leave, then we got to, like, you know, say continue, show goes on. But at least, I would tell you this. We can't say the name, but I'll tell you this.
No.
The person that will take over, if he does, he's going to do it justice. Because I will say this, though. I'm going to really miss EJ's hot accent when he will talk. Damn.
I know. I just, I don't know. He just reminds me of my brother, so I like, love him to death. But
yeah.
Everyone thinks
he's
hot. Everyone thinks he's so hot.
I don't know if you guys
knew
this. I don't know if you knew this, but the actor that played EJ used to be on All My Children, and he was so young then. Oh, my God. You talk about Uncle-licious. Damn,
Uncle-licious.
He was really good, too, on that one. Yeah. Yeah. Carly, you remember him on All My Children?
Yes, I loved it. I just want to say, because I've been wanting to say this, the one thing that Sammy had a good scene with that made me cry is with Caroline, with her grandma. That just made me cry.
Me too. That's the one I cried with.
What
it
did
so
everyone
sweet.
Else think? What did
I don't
want to
talk
think?
About it.
Oh, why don't you want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about it because
okay.
it made me a big fat baby.
Wait, what happened? I missed something. We're going to talk about what?
No, we were talking about when Sammy said goodbye at, you know, Grandma Caroline, how those scenes were so good. They were so good, babe. It just made you cry. I mean, it made me cry.
As a whole goodbye.
No, I don't
know.
That
made me cry. That made me cry, yeah. I just
that made me such a big fat baby and make me miss my grandma that I don't even want to talk about it.
No, I know. That's how I feel.
I know how you feel. When when we lost the talented actress that played on As the World Turns,
Nancy.
She played Bob Hughes' mom.
Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
In real life. I cried tears. I want to lie. I cried a whole month because it felt to me like I lost my grandmother all over again.
And our
doctors,
I'm young and the rest of
them. Yeah, I don't like those
Nancy,
names.
That's her name. Nancy Hughes. When
Nancy
she passed
Hughes.
Away, I could not, I swear, I could not even watch the rest of the scenes even after. I still have it on YouTube. I cannot watch them without crying. It does remind me of the loss that I endured, you know, as a young kid. And, you know, you don't forget stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
Well, I can't even watch that scene when Sammy was trying to feel EJ's heartbeat because I've lived that. So
I like the bonus.
That sucked for me. Like, that was so real life for me because I've dealt with that in real life. That was awful for me.
But he had a boner.
Like, no, you're not leaving me. Where are you?
I'm curious about
me.
This, so you can chime in here, and the listeners can call in if they got their opinions. But if you had a choice to replace Will Horton again, and if it can't be Chandler Macy, who would you volunteer to roll into that casted position?
I want the Will that left before the new nerd came
Chandler.
In.
Chandler. Chandler Macy.
I know. What do you mean, Chandler Macy?
I want Chandler back.
Who? I want the Will right before the stupid new nerd Will came in.
Okay, then that's Chandler Macy. Because remember, there's been other Wills too down the road.
I like him.
He's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the best Will ever. Because when he was a kid, they played some ugly little kid that was just
like...
Yeah,
they did.
He was annoying.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude, but he was, like, awful looking. And I liked the Will right before they replaced the new one.
That's Chandler.
Yeah,
Chandler,
I like him.
Finally, he won. Oh, God.
No, and he's the only one I could actually watch. I mean, I fast-forward those scenes most of the time anyways because it's really hard to watch. But I could take it. Like, I could take it and, like, watch it when they, like, even had their marriage and whatever. Like, I was okay. And yeah. I could watch it. But right. now, I'm just like, fast forward.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Hannah, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you're feeling about Y&R this week? Anything interesting with all the drama? Anything that's get your attention or anybody you're ready to put on the exit bus?
Well, I'm glad that Summer's Paternity came out. That drug on forever.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
I was getting really tired of that. That was getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Just like the whole flute thing, that's getting on my nerves.
How do you feel about Jack getting mad at Flute for not telling him the truth about Summer? Do you think he was in the right or in the wrong?
He was in the right.
Yeah, I agree, in the right.
You guys, we have another call, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
339, you're on the air.
Hi, I guess I need a better cell phone service. I got cut off.
Oh, boy. I was wondering where your voice went.
Everyone.
It's the weather. When I called in earlier, and I'm the host with Carly and Hannah and Maggie, when I called trying to get on to the show, I got disconnected twice. I think the service bumped me off two times this evening.
Babe, can you check your phone for a moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine drops all the time.
Well, what was I going to say? So,
let's blame our phone service.
Yeah. No, that person's gone. What I was going to say
is... Okay, I just checked it and I responded.
Okay, thank you.
We're telling everybody that, thank you everybody for keep calling in and listening and enjoying the contest because me and Maggie and Hannah and Carly... are just going to raise it higher every time. I mean, you can't miss next week. We got an awesome contest that you just can't miss. We got trivia that you can't miss. And I've got a juicy bombshell for GH. But it all happens next week, so make sure you're back here.
And we also have to say Happy Veterans Day.
Hey, please do.
Yes, Happy Veterans Day, yes.
Yes.
Thank you to our veterans.
And also, I'd like to put a shout out to everybody. I don't know if y'all want to participate, but this is what we're doing, me, Carly, and Hannah, and even Maggie, if she wants to join us on this. We're doing this on PartyWorldsBlogTumblr.com and also on our websites, on our pages on Facebook. We're fighting to save not only Dallas to be picked up, but now we're also fighting for the Witches of East End, the Idiotic Lifetime Council.
I don't really watch that one.
Is
Maggie my Chicago chick?
Yes, I am.
I love you.
I love you too, Chicago girl. I mean, Illinois girl.
I'm down with that time. If you're going to cancel the chills, you've lost me as a viewer.
I love my Chicago babe. She's awesome.
I love you. Thank you. That's so great.
Maggie's awesome. That's why we had to put her as host.
Yes.
Yes, that's why we put her as host. And another reason we put her as host, people, to keep me from doing something crazy and stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm nuts. Everybody calls me nuts.
What about you, Hannah? Have you heard anything lately on the soap end? Anything you'd like to share with us? Or anybody you've tweeted in celebrity world that you'd like to share? This is your floor.
Okay. Well, let's see. There is a rumor going around, and I don't know how true it was. It was on one of the soap sites saying that Kelly, I can't pronounce her last name, but she plays Britt Westbourne on GH. That she's been dropped to a recurring role. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, okay. That's the same rumor that I was hearing that we might lose at least maybe one or two GH cast members
yes.
before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the same thing.
Guy, may
I? I love Westmore.
May
I?
Westmore. I like her. She's really cool, and it's a shame we might lose her.
It's okay. I want Spencer to be happy.
Family. Can I say something about this and go off? Is that okay with everyone?
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. If they fucking do this, we are flying ZAs and we are going after people, because if you get one of my Brit, come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
Brit is great. Get one of someone else. Get one of someone they are not using. Don't get one of my Brit, or I will come after you, and it won't be pretty. If someone
you're
calls me down.
Deal.
Also,
you're going to jail.
Also, the other juicy spoilers is that with, if you catch it with the casting, everybody, there's too many newbies hitting General City. So prepare yourselves, because the little birdie also told me that our favorite vets and the wonderful characters that we've come to love are going to be getting a lot of airtime cut off, which means we'll be seeing
too many
of them.
Newbies hitting Salem. Like,
so prepare for that. It's going to suck. It's going to suck. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of these newbies that barely even started, I'm not even going to watch them. I don't care to watch them. I want to watch Joe. I want to watch Esther. I want to watch them.
Yep.
Michael.
Okay.
I think
I'm
over it all. I think I'm canceling everything.
I'm over Michael because I already know he's going to die, so we can't do nothing about that. But I've got a bombshell for you, so prepare yourself. It's a little spoiler.
Did he get better
in the
life? Is he better now?
On Y&R, what's going to happen is I'm hearing there's going to be a plane crash and somebody might die that's supposed to be a major character. So prepare yourself. It's going to happen soon.
Whatever. I'm so grossed out that Eve hummed to eat JJ.
He needs a shirt. He really needs a new shirt. He needs a MILF shirt.
He needs something. Like, that is disgusting. He could be your mother. Like, you don't hump your mom.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what MILF means. Mothers you like to fuck.
Gross. That's like Daniel humping Kristen. Gross.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for Brady when he saw them getting it on in the bedroom.
Brady, get freaking over. I'm so sick of his character, too. He's such a, like, he's big and, like, masculine, but you're the biggest pussy I've ever seen in my life. Like, you're so stupid. You know what? Drink. Because
I'm so disappointed. I'm Bridal Beautiful, because you got Jason, was it, the one that plays Rick, Forrester or whatever. It's a shame that they can't write him more better storyline. Please, does he have to sleep with Maya? That was sick. It made me toss my cookies.
Really?
Yeah. It's just gross. Gross. All of it is gross. Even Teresa's gross. Who wants to hump that freaking ugly whore? Like, gross.
She's beautiful.
Who says that?
Oh, and speaking of which, everybody, there's a web series called Youthful Days, and you don't want to miss watching that on the internet, because it's got the talented Jen Lilly, which is Teresa on Days.
I love her.
And it also got Morgan Corinthos. Morgan Corinthos, Brian Craig is also on Youthful Days. And then this month on the web. Yeah, make sure you check it out. It's going to be fun.
No, Teresa's ugly as hell. I've never found her attractive. Chloe, she's gorgeous. Nicole, gorgeous. Like, Teresa, you're ugly as freaking.
I'm so talented.
Did you like her when she goes in and go to the hospital?
She was talented.
She filled in for Christian Storms last year when she was in the hospital with 2 years ago. She took over the role. Jen did for a while. She played her part.
Yeah.
So you're talking about
like Jen Lilly, right? She played the part for.
I don't know the real name, so say the fake name.
The fake name? Okay. Kristen Storms, what role did she play? Oh, come on, guys. I can't think of her right now.
What? Teresa?
Lulu's best friend. Maxie.
Oh,
Maxie
that
Jones. Maxie Jones. Mm-hmm. When
yeah,
she was off.
That's her, too.
Well, when she was off for a while, Jen Lilly took over the role. And that's when I started liking her. When she took the part.
The freaking nasty, the jerk face, Anne, or whatever her name is.
Okay,
what's
we were talking
name?
About this. Carly knows about this, too.
Curly hair?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What we were talking about is, you know how, if you notice on YR, they don't really show Anne as much
no,
as they used
we
to do.
No, we were talking about Days for a minute.
What's
hold on
Days?
Calm down, Kyle.
Okay,
you
we
think
were...
Anne?
Go ahead.
No, you thought Anne was attractive?
Yeah.
No, I said on the White R that if you notice on White R, they haven't been shown Anne as much. I'm thinking the reason could be was because if you remember, they're going to be bringing Twin Peaks back on DirecTV.
No,
we
weren't talking to you. Hold on. What happened to Miss
what?
Chicago?
Hey, Carl, don't be rude to my boyfriend.
I'm not, but we were talking about stuff before that, and he interrupted.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Who, you thought, you, Miss Chicago, my Maggie girlfriend.
Right.
You said Anne did what?
Jen Lilly played the part as Maxie Jones when
okay.
she was in the hospital when she had surgery for endometriosis and that. She took over the role. And I really got attached to her then. I really liked Jennifer Lilly. And that's why I like Teresa, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's your character that I think I find her so unattractive. I
right,
think that's probably what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's
her
definitely.
Character, where I look at her and I'm like, you're the ugliest person I know, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's because her character she portrays.
Is that written right?
Well, you know what I mean? Oh,
of course, they had a woman transfer babies from one uterus to another, which is impossible. And do they
yeah,
have
she's not
to write
a,
on
she's
this?
Not an ugly girl. I look at her, and yeah, you're a beautiful girl, but I look at you, and I just can't stand you, and that makes me feel like you're ugly as hell. You know,
but don't steal
like,
her
I
baby.
Can't stand you.
But stealing her baby. Does anybody on Days or any of the mothers that know that you can't transfer a baby?
Huh?
Carly, Willie, are you there? Did we lose everybody?
Probably.
Okay, Hannah. You're a mother. I'm a mother. It's impossible. And this is, it's, to me, disrespectful to the viewers. Going
yeah.
You know. They think we're stupid or something.
Yeah, I find her so unattractive I think because of her personality, you know? Like, you could be the most beautiful person on the planet on the outside, but I look at your inside and I just think you're so ugly, you know? That's how I am. I judge a person on the inside, and it's hard to do on a stupid popper, but you know, because they have no insides. But I'm that way in normal life.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be so beautiful, but like so ugly.
And nothing is like,
compassion,
no love, no empathy, nothing on the inside.
No, nothing. Like I judge you on your insides. That's what makes me beautiful to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be old and ugly and gray hair and wrinkly and everything in reality. But, like, that's what I judge you on. Your inside is what makes you beautiful to me.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Inside.
I know it's a stupid soap opera, so we can't really judge them that way, but that's how I feel. Like, oh, you are such an ugly person. I don't even like looking at your face right now. Like, you're ugly to me.
The booze and then the dope and, you know, the whole scene with him. It's amazing how they recover so quickly, too, in the story. I mean,
yeah, way too quickly. Way too quickly.
I don't even think they have their first button or whatever they get for Alcoholics Anonymous.
No.
The chip or something they get. I don't know.
No, like even Nicole on Days. Like, I love her so much, even with her short hair. Like, I actually think she looks super cute with short hair. And all of her becomings and, like, badness she's done, at least she admits them. And, like, I'm sorry, and I made mistakes. Like, at least she admits her faults. Like, I think that's what's more beautiful about her that I love. Like, no matter how many mistakes you've made, at least you admit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Never picked a person doing that.
Yeah, no, I love Nicole right now. I think she looks so super hot. Like, I love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always loved her, but I just think she's a beautiful human being. Like, I make mistakes, you know, how bad they are, they're super bad, but at least she admits them, you know, and she asks for forgiveness, and I don't know, I think she looks so cute right now. I love her to death right now.
What do you think of Michael pulling a gun on Sonny? Michael pulled a gun on Sonny today on GH. Did you see it?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just watch it. I won't say any more then. But, I mean, to me, he always acknowledged what he did. Maybe with his family.
What's his character, though? You got to tell me his character, because I don't know the real name.
Oh, character Sonny. Sonny.
Oh, I love Sonny.
I do. His son, Michael, pulls a gun on him today. That part, you didn't see that, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, watch it then. I don't know where everybody went. Just the two of us.
I guess it is. I think they kicked us off.
Okay, we're just talking to one another, right?
Whatever. The truth is the truth.
Did you watch it years ago when Juan was in it? Michael Cicito? Becky Hurst's husband in real life? Do you remember it back then or no?
No.
No.
Well, when he was married to Brenda?
No, he's married to Becky Hurst. Well, what's her name? Liz in real life? Michael Cicito.
I don't know the real life names. I'm bad
names.
At that.
He played Juan on General Hospital. His name was Juan.
Okay.
And he died, supposedly. Well, he did die. And he turned up that day with Sabrina, being her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
He took her back down to Mexico. And it was nice just to see him again. I like him back if they could. You know. Since all these stories are losing everybody, they need, you know, hire somebody.
Yeah, I haven't watched that show in so long. So whatever happened to the whole Paul situation? Because I haven't watched since he was in the hospital.
Paul's fine. He's out of the hospital.
And what's his name? EJ or AJ?
AJ's
like,
dead.
What?
AJ's dead. Oh, yeah.
So they wrote him off to the thing?
He's deacon now on Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Deacon Chirp. Okay. EJ was, Connie wrote down AJ on the floor with her blood, whatever that day. So Sonny automatically assumed, which I too, it was AJ. But the initials really meant Ava Jerome. Ava Jerome killed her. She killed Connie. And she was fighting with AJ in her apartment. He was choking her, and Sonny comes in. And now Sonny is about abused women. He's gone.
That was this week?
That was, what, 6 months ago or something?
Oh, okay. So I don't watch that soap opera very often. I mean, I'll tune into it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's all hitting the fan this week. This week, it really hit everybody. You know about Todd Manning, which they call him in this show, Franco?
Yeah.
He married Carly this week.
We have to end the show, you know. You know, call you to my boyfriend because he was just making a point and you interrupted him.
I did.
What?
You interrupted my boyfriend.
Okay.
I have to apologize. Okay. So, we should say goodnight, right?
Yep.
Okay, goodnight.
Yep, night, guys.
Goodnight, Hannah.
Bye.
Oh, my Lord.